hope is peeking over the horizon in the land of the rising sun. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Three Japanese Unreached and Unengaged People Groups, or UUPGs, were identified at the Finishing the Task conference in California. Joshua Hari adopted them all in one fell swoop. He's a Japanese pastor and national director for Asian Access Japan.
I sensed the God's calling. I decided to adopt those of the UUPG groups.
So what exactly does that mean? It means that Hari, Asian Access, and their partners in Japan are going to do whatever it takes to engage these three groups with the gospel.
Please pray for us to open our eyes to see the spiritual poverty. Pray for us to raising up the compassion heart of the Jesus Christ.
And these UUPGs weren't the only ones identified and adopted at Finishing the Task, so says Rob Myers, CEO and president of DOOR International. He tells us that 53 deaf groups were also listed by FTT.
Each of those 53 groups was adopted by some other organization that was present. They're saying we're responsible for trying to gather the ingredients that are necessary to see this people group get the gospel within the next 2 years.
It's also a significant step towards DOOR's 50 by 25 vision. Access to sign language scripture and a church planting movement for 50% of the world's deaf by the year 2025. You don't have to know sign language to get involved. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This olive wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.